A word for you from 2 Peter chapter 2 verses 19 and 20. They promise them freedom, but they themselves are slaves of corruption. For whatever overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. For if, after they have escaped the defilements of the world through the knowledge of our Lord Jesus, our Savior, and they are entangled in them and overcome, the last state has become worse for them than the first. What an awful picture, which just grows worse and worse, verse by verse, as we go through the second chapter of 2 Peter. Because he starts out by saying that there are false prophets who will arise from among you, not from the pagans, but from your very midst. Previously we looked at how they are waterless springs. They promise much but bring nothing. And here it says they promise others freedom. Because these people are not silent in the church. They want to entice others all the time. They want others to join in with their sin. Perhaps it helps stifle their conscience, where they feel a little bit better if they have company in their sin. Abafuna ukuthi baduke bebodwa, bafuna abanye ukuthi babajoyine. And so again we find the word sensuality in verse 18, where it says they entice them by sensual passions of the flesh, those who are barely escaping from those who live in error. In other words, we are told here that there are those who are first attracted to the gospel, and they are just beginning to hold out hope that they might be truly saved. And yet here come these false prophets who say, don't worry, God doesn't expect a change of life. He will give grace no matter how you live. But the people themselves, those who make these promises, are themselves slaves of corruption, we are told, and they are bound by sin. Laba bantu bayizicila zezono, kanti baba tembisa abanye ukuthi ikhona inkululeko yevangeli. And so Peter explains very clearly, for that which overcomes a person, to that he is enslaved. Are you bound by any single sin, any one thing? That thing, in other words, is your Lord. It is your master. To that thing you are enslaved.